Good evening, Brian. Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
You've got a rather unusual company going. It's called Agricon, I believe.
Yes, Agricultural Reconnaissance Technologies, but we trade under the business name of Agricon.
Okay, and you use a lot of satellite data?
Yes, we acquire satellite data from American and French satellites through the Australian Government Receiving Station at Alice Springs and then the archive facility in Canberra where we're located.
And how did you manage to become Australia's largest distributor of satellite imagery?
Well, we are the largest distributor in terms of number of products we supply, certainly not in terms of turnover, but it's essentially as a result of targeting the low end of the market, the low cost end of the market, for the 120,000 primary producers in Australia, and for the Shire Councils and other local agencies throughout Australia who require monitoring and mapping capabilities.
Okay, for the listeners who perhaps aren't familiar with the setup, we've got satellites in space which are operated by the Americans and the French.
Yes.
And the data comes down to a ground station somewhere in Australia.
It comes down to a ground station at Alice Springs, located central to the continent. From there, it's all encrypted, so nobody can put a dish on their roof and intercept the signal.
Oh, drat. So I was just hoping I'd better get this for free.
No. And in return for receiving the signal, we pay a licensing fee to the respective governments overseas for the use of the satellite data, and then we pay a royalty fee for all data sold. So essentially the product prices incorporate a component that is passed through the Commonwealth Government back to those respective governments.
Okay, so the data is recorded in Alice Springs?
It's recorded in Alice Springs, flown down every day by aircraft to Canberra. We haven't got to the stage of fast data transfer electronically, which I hope we can do in the near future. It's received in Canberra where it's archived and catalogued, and then the data is distributed from there mainly through a series of specialist distributors located throughout Australia, of which we are one.
Yes, and you're quite cosy with ACRAs, aren't you, because you're right next door.
Well, yes, there is such a thing as tyranny of distance in Australia, and
yes,
you take advantage of short distances. But yes, it's our location that enables us to customise the product at such low cost, and to provide those products at costs lower than ACRAs will actually provide to these target clients, namely rural producers.
So what sort of, you just said rural producers, but what sort of data do they want?
Right, well, the range of producers is from individual landholders, pastoral, arable properties, corporate landholders, land care groups, catchment management groups. Initially, they require just photographic imagery, because generally maps and aerial photography is out of date and technically very difficult to use where you want detailed and accurate maps. And selective mapping is part and parcel of the maps, commercial maps that are available, whereas the satellite imagery really shows the Earth as it is.
Mm. Yes, perhaps we city folk are just used to using in Melbourne here it's called the Melways or the Gregories, and we sort of don't realise how important mapping is to the wider community.
Yeah, well, it's a very large country, and one of the lowest population densities at least on Earth, and most of us sort of hover on the fringe. And so a large country requires monitoring and mapping, and the high-tech way is the cost-effective way of doing it.
Mm. Now, have you developed any special tools to process this data for your clients?
Yes. Originally, the clients just required photographic imagery, but increasingly they're aware that we develop the photographic product through processing data digitally. So they've required the data in digital form, which we've provided for them. And we've developed a whole range of products under the trademark of a farm image range of products, which includes photographic, digital and software products. Every product is customised to every single client requirement in terms of location, date, spectral band combination. We write a commentary for every product we send out. And now to use that data in digital format, instead of requiring these users to have very, very high cost software and hardware, we provide or distribute, we have access to hardware suppliers at very, very low rates, particularly for things like large fixed disk capacities, video display boards, both of which are central to image processing. But the software really is the key to it. Most software packages that have been promoted in advance in Australia are in the $10,000 to $20,000 category. And we've just, in an association with the Australian Centre for Remote Sensing and University of New South Wales, developed a software package called FarmImage. And it runs on a PC, 4 megs of RAM, and a 256 colour display under Windows, $250, and you can actually process the imagery, not just display it.
Right. As you said, one of the things about, say, Landsat and spot images is that it covers several hundred square kilometres, doesn't it?
Yes.
And a farmer necessarily doesn't want to know the whole state. He just wants to know his farm and maybe his neighbour's farm.
Yes.
That's now becoming possible, isn't it?
Yes. One of the problems up till now is that the pricing structure, but also the centralised computers and their capacity to take subsets easily has not been readily achieved. But now Acres are supplying smaller subsets, and then Agricon has a particular license as a specialised distributor of Acres to take modest-sized subsets and then subset them down further again and only charge the client for the product that they require. I might say that it's not cost-effective to do one small farm, you know, say 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre. The minimum sized area we do is 15 kilometres by 15 kilometres. Photographically, we go up to scales of 1 to 25,000, which comes out as a photographic print about 600 millimetres by 600 millimetres. But they're only charged for the actual data they receive and require. Now, for small farms, that of course goes beyond their boundary, but if farmers cooperate together in land care groups, they can amortise that cost quite easily. For example, a farmer can get such a product for $310, and if he wants the digital data at the same time, $250, plus the software for $750, he's off and running.
And running a farm, I mean, that's nothing, isn't it?
No, it's certainly not, particularly if you can amortise costs between neighbours under an appropriate arrangement. But certainly not for the large corporate landholders. We deal with some of those, one of which owns 2.5% of Australia.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Really, are there landholders that big?
Yes. Listeners will remember the days of Kidman and other big stock empires. Well, there are still some substantially large corporate landholders in Australia. One in particular owns... quite a number, at least 40 or 50 cattle stations spread right throughout northern to central Australia, and of course they can't monitor those using ground-based techniques.
So the satellite view is really effective to them?
Certainly in terms of monitoring land quality, variation in soils, differences in grazing pressure as a result of seasonal differences in amount of grass left in pastures. Similarly, we monitor the effects of salinisation, tree clearing. We attempt to do census work and some limited operational monitoring of crops. But part of the problem at the moment is that by the time we get the satellite data, it's not in a timely fashion, so we can make decisions about what inputs to put onto that crop or not.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Brian.
Thanks very much, Andrew.